AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The Electoral College has spoken. Members met today in state houses to cast secret ballots for president and vice president. Members of the Electoral College formally elected Donald Trump as the nation's 45th president.
At meetings in state capitals and the District of Columbia, the billionaire businessman comfortably surpassed the required 270 electoral votes. And despite intense lobbying by critics and protests at some meetings, there was no groundswell of electors balking at Trump's choice. Indeed, it was Hillary Clinton who suffered defections. Four electors in Washington state chose other candidates. Electors in Maine and Minnesota also tried but were unsuccessful. Even one-time Trump rival Ohio Governor John Kasich said the time for discord is over. As electors voted in Columbus, Kasich declared, "We want unity." Mark Smith at the White House.
The Dow was up 40 points. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.